The major trade package that House and Senate conferees hammered out last night gives the president what's called trade promotion authority to negotiate deals with foreign nations. Once known as fast-track authority, it's a privilege that every president since Gerald Ford has enjoyed, and one that President Bush has repeatedly told lawmakers is critical to America's economic leadership. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The theory that free trade widens the gulf between rich and poor and hurts American workers has made many lawmakers reticent to give the president broad power to negotiate new deals. In each Congress since 1994, votes to extend fast-track authority have gone down in defeat. The authority gives the president the power to negotiate trade deals, which lawmakers can vote up or down on, but not amend. But finally, this year, a breakthrough. Frank Vargo of the National Association of Manufacturers says the news of a compromise has brought a collective sigh of relief to his industry.
This is really a way to get the U.S. economy going again. We've got to know that we can be able to make products here in America and sell them to other countries.
Vargas says since the president's fast-track authority lapsed 8 years ago, progress on important trade agreements has ground to a halt. For instance, there's been no momentum on the proposed Free Trade of the Americas agreement, a deal that could bring the U.S. $800 million a year in trade with Chile alone.
We don't have a trade agreement with Chile, and other countries do, so they're buying other countries' products instead of our product. So even with Chile, it's a big deal. There's 10,000 Americans out of work today because we don't have a free trade agreement with Chile.
These types of numbers have prompted some free trade leery Democrats in Congress to reconsider their positions. But many still weren't willing to support a new fast-track or trade promotion bill until it included more protections and relief for workers who lose their jobs as the result of free trade. The compromise deal announced today goes a long way toward that end. Bill Klein, a trade analyst with the Institute for International Economics, explains the bill earmarks millions of dollars for job training programs for displaced workers.
I think it's generally recognized that trade can be a stimulus to growth, but it's also recognized that there can be some losers, and this is an important step in making sure that the benefits are shared fairly.
But not everyone is satisfied. There's still a chance Senate Democrats, who've yet to approve the compromise deal worked out by a group of conferees, may reject it. Thea Lee, a trade expert with the AFL-CIO, hopes to persuade a few that it's a flawed plan.
We think it's an outrage that this fast-track bill has been thrown together with very little consultation and is going to be rammed down the throats of the Congress in less than 24 hours.
Lee argues if passed as prologue, this new deal may pave the way for more bad trade agreements.
Our view certainly is that current trade policies have done a very good job of taking care of the interests of multinational corporations, but have left workers and communities in the dust.
Lee argues the new plan does not go far enough to make up for past damage. For instance, it reduces a health care insurance subsidy for displaced workers.
We think it's important to make it possible for workers in this transitional period at least to pay the health care premiums so that they can get new training to move into better paying jobs.
The House of Representatives is set to vote on the compromise deal later tonight. The Senate will take up the measure next week before leaving town for a month-long recess. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.